for falling in love.
She sent a kill shot
through my heart.
Oh, yeah, she's a cutie, but don't call her bluff.
She's a stone cold killer in designer clothes.
She sent a kill shot
through my heart.
She left the scene clean with no trace of blood.
Oh, I guess that's what you get for falling in love.
It's gonna be alright.
This is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio.
It'll be alright.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be alright. KAYT.
No need to
worry. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Out there, praise the Lord, and hallelujah, and radio land. This is Johnson and Luella coming to you. Hello, on the behalf
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. And we greeting you, every one of you, on this beautiful first Sunday in March. Isn't that something? We in March already. Thank you, Jesus. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We going to rejoice and be glad in this day. Bless all the sick, shed-in, nursing home, hospital carrying from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Bless all the sick and shed-in, nursing home, hospital from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. All the backslider, the drug addict, the prostitute. Give them all them a mind to be saved. All our children, grandchildren, loved ones, sisters, and brothers. Give them all a mind to be saved.
We
crying out for soul one by one, name by name. You know, don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you in Jesus' name. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God for my home.
Thank God for my wife. Praise the Lord. My wife has birthday today, which is the 27th, hallelujah, of February. This is her birthday. And I'd like to say happy birthday, happy birthday, happy
Amen.
Birthday to my wife. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to get ready to the word. Praise the Lord. The word today, praise the Lord, is don't let the devil ride. I said, don't let the devil ride. Don't let him ride. Praise the Lord. Because if you let him ride, he going to want to drive. You know what I said? Don't let him ride. Praise the Lord. Anytime.
Amen.
Anytime, praise the Lord. You live. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. You don't do. Hallelujah. Like the
thank you,
do.
Jesus.
Anytime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You walking up. You walking not right. According to his word, you letting him ride. Thank you, Jesus. Anytime you dress according, hallelujah, to the world, and you're looking like the world, and you're acting like the world, and you're thinking like the world, and you're going
preach
to
it.
Places. Good God Almighty. You're letting him ride. Anytime you don't obey the word, do what the
preach
word
it.
Says. Good God Almighty. You're letting him ride. And you're going him, and you're going there. Good God Almighty, you're letting him ride. And
just preach
sure
it.
You let him ride, he's going to end up taking over. Just to show you let him ride, he's going to end up driving, praise God, to a place where you don't want to go. And according to Jesus and St. John 10:10, the thief,
Amen.
The devil, come not but to kill,
preach
kill, and destroy. That's all he want to do. But see, that's a message right there. That's a two-part message.
Amen.
Jesus tell you what the devil doing, and then Jesus also tell you what he can do. He said, "The thief come not but to kill, steal, and destroy." Good God.
Amen.
I shut up, oh, he cutting out about. He said, "But I come that you might have
life
and have it more abundantly." Good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He tell you what the devil can take you to hell, but he telling Jesus tell you that you can have life and have it more abundantly, and all to get Jesus, and all to get him how to like call to the scripture. In order to be saved, you got to repent of your
sins
and get baptized. And get baptized
in the name of Jesus.
Good God, in the name of Jesus. And be filled with the Holy Ghost. And what Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power
after the Holy Ghost come upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when you got power, you got power over the devil. You got power over gambling.
Amen.
You got power over lust. You got power over fornication. You got power over stealing. You got power over fussing and fighting. You got power over.
Preach that.
You got power over God in my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got power over this world. You got power over disease. Got God in my life. You got power, Jesus said. And Saint Matthew 10:19, over all the power of the devil. And nothing but enemies shall hurt you. Hallelujah. When you get this power, Saint, you can't let him ride. You won't let him ride.
Preach the word. You're in the word.
Shall resist the devil. He'll flee from you. But let me know this, sir. Let me show you notice on your sanctioned frame. Preachers are, you cannot resist the devil if you don't have the Holy Ghost. Sir. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Either.
You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To resist the devil. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Preach that.
You got to have the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Oh, preach that.
Everything the devil do, he throw everything at you. Hallelujah. All kinds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Doctor.
Amen.
God Almighty. You got to guard him. Hallelujah. That's why you got to put the shield.
Preach that.
You got to put the helmet of salvation and the breath of prayer of righteousness. And the
preach that.
Which is the word of God. You got to guard. Armor yourself up. I'm the mother hands of
preach
God.
The word. You in the word.
You and do season. Thank you, Jesus. You got to have the shoes of preparation with the gospel. Hallelujah. And your lungs. Hallelujah.
Man.
About you with the truth. All this you got to put on, but you first got to repent.
Yes,
get
Lord.
Baptized.
In the name
and
of Jesus.
Christ, and you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't let the devil ride.
Amen.
Many young women have got babies, because they let the devil ride. Many men walking around here, switching and going on like a woman, dressing like a woman.
Preach
it. Like a woman, because they let the devil ride. Many women are running behind another woman. Less behind another woman, as the Bible said in Romans, first chapter of Romans, hallelujah, women that left their natural use, men that left
preach
their natural use, are they self? Other words, women running behind women, so less behind another woman,
preach it,
less behind another man, you letting the devil ride, you defy nature, because God, you're going against what God did. God made Adam, and God made Eve,
preach it,
and multiply. Anything else outside that is a sin, is a fornication, and you let the devil ride. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Let the devil ride. Woo. It's time. Come on, get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongue, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. He's the Holy God. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name, get baptized in my name because he died for you. He waiting with his arm wide open, told me to tell y'all he's coming.
Yes,
Jesus on the way back, time and wind up. If y'all, come on, get saved and live for Jesus. This is a good life. I'm happy every day of my life. I'm enjoying Jesus because I love him, and I won't take it back.
Yes,
when it's time to stop biting, stop lying, stop homing,
yes,
stop
yes,
cheating,
Lord.
Stop biting.
Yes,
cover up yourself.
Hallelujah.
Cover up your bosom.
Yes,
cover up everything I like.
Uh-huh.
Cover up everything. Cover up your feet.
Yes,
stop what down here showing your bosom.
Uh-huh.
Cover your bosom up. Cover them bad feet up. Take all those tight boots you
yes,
can't hardly walk
yes,
in. Look like a Jezebel.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, be holy, so we got to be holy.
Yes.
You got to be holy, too. Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them take on my name because he loves you.
Uh-huh.
We love you. We're crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing ever happened when I got saved. Start living for Jesus. I'm happy. I'm enjoying
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
I ain't got nothing to be worried about, said about. So he promised to take care of me. He doing that what he said.
Yes,
he'll
yes,
supply all of your needs according
yes,
to his
yes,
riches.
Yes,
all you got to do keep your mind on
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
keep
yes,
him in perfect peace.
Yes,
who
yes,
mind stayed on Jesus.
Yes,
I love him. I love him. I love him. I appreciate him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I can't thank him enough. I can't praise him enough. What he already done, what he finna do. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank him. I thank him. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you,
don't
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let him talk.
Thank
to you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't let him hold your hand up.
Amen.
He hold your hand up, he be in command. Thank you,
Jesus.
And if you let him ride, he gonna wanna drive.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you let him talk to you, he gonna tell you what to do.
Amen.
If we shut down, the devil's a loser.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The devil's a liar. The devil's a trickster. The devil's a shot.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why don't you call him a dragon? Hallelujah. The devil, hallelujah, is a deceiver of the brother.
Amen.
The devil, I lead you wrong. See, the devil, hell was made by
amen,
the devil and his angel. how you're trying to take other people to hell with him. But don't
preach
let
it, preach hey, it.
Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
When you got all them tattooed all upside your head, all upside on your belly, all on your neck, good God, you're letting them ride. Oh, brothers, when you walk in the street with the hair all hanging down, I shot now with a funny kind of clothes on. You let them ride. Anytime you obey the law.
Amen.
I don't know what these pastors, hallelujah, are teaching them Bible class, because the way some of these church folks dress is outrageous.
Preach the word. You in the word.
It's a disgrace. It's an abomination. Thank you, Jesus. You're letting the devil ride.
Uh-huh.
Take down a shot now. For you come to kill. And
yes, Lord.
Jesus, shot now. Jesus asked the devil over in the hallelujah in Job. Where you going? He said, through and forth, up and down. Thank you, Jesus. And what the devil told God. So if he bold enough to tell God that, he bold enough to mess with us. Another strip to say over Revelation. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth for the devil coming down with great, great wrath.
Amen.
Because they have but a short time. He's mad with God. And he's trying to take it out on us. You know, it's a shame when a grown person mad with the pound and take it out on the little children. It's shut down.
Amen.
Take that on the chip.
Preach it.
This ain't going backwards. They done backslide, Luella.
Amen. Preach it.
They done want to hold out of the world. They done backslide. They listen to all kind of old funny kind of music. They done backslide.
Preach the word. You in the word.
And they go down. Look at them getting ready for the Mardi Gras.
Amen.
I guarantee you, over 98% of them people at that Mardi Gras belong to somebody's church, letting the devil ride. Look at the Super Bowl.
Preach it.
I guarantee you, over almost 100% of them folks up go to somebody's church at the Super Bowl. They're letting the devil ride. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the devil got one trip to take you to hell.
Amen.
Got one purpose to take you to hell. Good God, don't let them ride. Stay with Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let them ride. Make sure.
Praise it.
God, Jesus.
Amen.
Make sure you got the Holy Ghost speaking with tongue. Make sure you live in holy.
Hallelujah.
And righteousness and sanctified and clean and pure. Make sure you love your neighbor.
Amen.
Make sure you love the Lord with all your heart. Make sure you're in the word. Saints don't stand.
Praise the word.
You don't fast and pray. Good God of mine. They worldly mind. God told me the other day, they run the saints of worldly mind. Look at them, how they dress up, how they look sharp. Look at them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right with ball down team on their captain, ball team all on their jersey. Nothing about the Lord.
Amen.
You let the devil ride. You let him ride.
Preach it.
Paul said, he done blind. The devil done blind
the
eye.
Amen.
You blind the eye. Don't be ignorant to Satan's advice. He cutting the blind. He blind.
Hallelujah.
I take you away from the word. Take you away from praying. Take you away
yes.
from fasting. Take you away from read your Bible. Oh, don't let them ride.
Amen.
Husband don't treat the wife right. Wife don't treat the husband right. You let them ride.
Preach the word.
Preacher, sir. God didn't call a lot of you pastor. How y'all shot?
Thank you, Jesus.
Like you said in Jeremiah, I give you pastor after my own heart who will feed you.
Amen.
And love you. Understand it. These pastor ain't got but one thing on their mind. I mean, two things on their mind. Mud and honey.
Amen.
Dogs up in the pulpit. They
preach it.
They dogs hooping and hollering. They dogs, hallelujah, quoting the scripture. They dogs, thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, don't let the devil ride.
Amen.
But if you let him ride, he's going to take over.
Yes, Lord.
And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get in advance of us, we are not ignorant to his advice. And the only way you can defeat the devil, you got to have a Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus told his disciples. And Saint Luke had the 24 verse.
Yeah.
And tired till you be endowed with power on high.
Hallelujah.
The Lord Jesus told him, Hashana, I'm with you now. But later on, I'm gonna be in you, and I'm gonna walk in you, and I'm gonna talk in you. You shall be my people. Hashana, I'm your God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go. He said, go. Go.
Hallelujah.
To Jerusalem. And when he went there, Holy Ghost fell. It's right there. And a lot of these pastors, they skip all over Acts. A lot of these preachers, they all up in the Old Testament. Ain't no salvation in the Old Testament, boy. Get in the
Amen.
New Testament. There was a salvation there. We are under grace now. We are under grace now. We're not under the law. Get in the New Testament, preacher. First you get,
Amen.
Get the Holy Ghost. A lot of these preachers ain't got the Holy Ghost, Luella.
Amen.
They ain't been baptized. have been baptized in Jesus.
Preach it.
And as it shows you up trying to preach without being baptized in Jesus' name, without having the Holy Ghost, and without being filled with the
preach the word.
Filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you're letting them ride. You're letting
preach
them
the word. You in the
don't
word.
Don't let them ride.
Yes. But God, thank you, Jesus.
The time is winding up.
It sure is.
The time is at hand. Jesus said, hey, we are in the beginning of sorrow.
Right. Amen.
The 24th chapter of Revelation. Look at everything happening. Plane flipping. Plane blowing up. Airplane falling. Good God, my folks are killing and dying. All
amen.
God, thank you, Jesus. Earthquakes are fire. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good God, my has shot them. God angry. God pouring out his wrath. Yeah, my wrath has fallen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, my wrath has fallen on the children of this old being. Yes, I have turned loose the demons of hell on my people, among my people, whom I love. I chase them. Yeah, I chase you. Trying to get you to come back. Come back to me. You love me. You love me. Look how I'm
you've been listening
look
to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus.
Come back
you can
to
correspond
me.
With them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301.
Or yes, sir. At
9-3-9-4-62. Be sure to join us next time for God's
Spoken
Word.
Don't let the devil ride. Let the devil ride.
You have to ride. Let's lift up just one verse.
The devil drive.
Verse 5.
Love y'all. God bless y'all. I love you in Jesus' name. Thank God for my birthday.
Which
I thank
first
God, let me
dwelt
see another
in your grandmama, Lois,
years old,
and
God.
Your mother, Eunice,
peep
this, and I am sure that it is in you as well. I want to use for a subject on this Mother's Day weekend, the mom factor. The mom factor. You may be seated in the Lord's house. Mother's Day is a national holiday that we celebrate in the USA on the second Sunday of every May. I thought it only right that we give kudos to the establishmentarian of this day, of whom most people are not familiar. Beautiful sister named Anna Jarvis had the idea to commemorate motherhood 2 years after her own mother died. She started a campaign to celebrate mothers. She did that in 1907. By 1910, West Virginia thought it was a great idea, and that state started to do it. About a year later, just about every state in the nation adopted Mother's Day. I guess it put a kind of political pressure on the president, because Woodrow Wilson in 1914 declared Mother's Day a national holiday. You know, in the spirit of Sister Anna, I thought that we come to this weekend to recognize what I personally believe is the greatest occupation in the nation, and that is motherhood. You know, the sister was so serious and had such a gravitas about her call to recognize mothers that she actually got arrested for a kind of civil disobedience, because she bust up in a Mother's Day convention and went off on everybody because they were selling something she created, the idea of white carnations. She got arrested because she said, and I quote, "I wanted this to be a day of sentiment, not profit." Is that cold-blooded? In the spirit of Anna Jarvis, I think we come and deal with this whole topic on motherhood. As usual, I had a plethora of preaching possibilities to deal with. I mean, I could have went anywhere. Those of you that have been with me for nearly two decades, what haven't I preached about Mother's Day? And what woman in the scripture haven't I lifted up as a kind of heuristic device? I mean, I could have lifted up Mama, Moses, Mama, Jochebed. I could have lifted up Jochebed. You know Jochebed, Moses, Mama, don't you? You know Jochebed. When they were trying to kill all the Hebrew male children, she had this idea to put her baby in a boat, let it float. That should have been all she wrote. But on another note, God set up a sovereign situation. Sister girl got paid to raise her own child. That was her new occupation. Y'all not feeling me. I could have lifted up Jabez mama. You Bible readers know that the scripture says his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain. So she named her baby after her issues. She represents the mama that was in a bad place when she got pregnant. Maybe the daddy had played her bad during the pregnancy. Maybe she had been molested, rejected. I don't know. But for whatever reason, she names her baby Pain. Is that something? She represents the mother in this church that was in a bad place during your pregnancy, and your children were the unfortunate recipients of your sickness. What about the Syrophoenician sister? Come on, Bible readers. You know the girl that wasn't even from church and ran up on Jesus and said, my baby got a devil in her and you're going to heal her right now. Jesus said, you're not even from church. Why should I deal with the dogs before I deal with my own people? She said, bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Call me a dog, but help my daughter. She represents the straight up chicken here that even before you was in church, you might have been messed up, but you took care of your kids. This girl said, I may not be what I need to be, but God, I'll fight you over my daughter. If you got some power, you're going to use it to help my baby. You'd be surprised. Your mother will fight God to keep you alive. We ought to appreciate all the sisters up in here that will do what they got to do. However, this weekend, in the words of Robert Frost, I decided to take the road less traveled and deal with the more obscure sister in biblical text, and that is the mama of young Timothy. You know what Paul says to his protege, his mentee, his son in the faith, Timothy. He says, Timothy, your mama and your grandmama. Your grandmama Lois put God in your mama, and your mama Eunice, they both put it in you. Timothy, you come from good stock. Now, stir up the gift that is inside of you, because you come from a good mama. You know, most pastors here would make the mistake of preaching a kind of shallow sermon about how wonderful Mother's Day is, when in essence is probably the antithesis for most people. If I've learned anything about Mother's Day, and to keep it real, Father's Day too, there are probably more people that have issues on that day than celebrate that day. I mean, if you come from a perfect home with 2.5 children, you had a white fence, a dog named Benji, mama prayed and daddy prayed, and you never been through nothing, come back next Mother's Day. We'll call it Perfect People Mother's Day. But for the rest of us, let's deal with some other things. There's a wonderful read that I read some years ago and revisited it for the purpose of this teaching called The Mom Factor. The Mom Factor, written by Dr. Henry Cloud and co-written with Dr. John Townsend. I think it's a powerful read. The book states that no one has influenced the person you are today like your mother. The way she handled your needs as a child has shaped your worldview, your relationships, your marriage, your career, your self-image, your life. You can identify areas that need reshaping to make positive choices of personal change and to establish a mature relationship with mom today and help your relationship with your daughter tomorrow. In this book, he identifies several kinds of mothers, and I'm already committed to the fact this will be one of the shortest messages I ever preach. Really, it's a nice day. I want you to hang out with mom. So let me just throw a homiletic stone at this. Let's trip a little bit and leave here feeling better as moms and hopefully feeling valued. And let's see if we can help some people get rid of some pain you've been holding too long. The first mom is the phantom mom. The phantom mom, the phantom mom. Many of you had the phantom mom. Make sure you don't become her. She was there, but not there. The phantom mom, always in her room. Maybe your daddy had drove her crazy. Maybe she was dealing with stuff from how she was raised, but she was emotionally unavailable. Oh, she made sure you ate every day. She made sure you dressed nice and went to school. But in terms of attachment emotionally, kind of the phantom mom. Even now, you're not that close to her. You love her. You'll do anything for her. But are you really close? She was the phantom mom. There, but not there. And so in many ways, if you're not careful, you'll find yourself detaching from your children and not even noticing it. or detaching from people because your mom was emotionally unavailable. But then there is the controlling mom. Some of y'all said amen right there. She had to run everything, and truth be told, she's still running stuff. She acting like her mama, grandma in the wheelchair, still running stuff, can't even talk. Just pointing still. Be careful, because you don't want to become the controlling mom. Many of you know your husband is paying the price for a controlling mom because some of that control has jumped on you. And no man wants to sleep with his mama. So you have to be careful, because no man who's a king wants to be controlled. There's a king in your husband. And sometimes when mama ran everything, mama said, this is what we're doing. And daddy was sitting in the corner quiet because he didn't want to fuss. Daddy's sitting in the corner because he knew if you say something to mama, she's going to tear up the whole house and fuss all night. So daddy stayed quiet and mama controlled everything. And you sat in your room and said, I hate that. And now you've become that. Many of us have dealt with the controlling mom. I speak over your life. That spirit is broken off of you right now, that you're going to know when to talk and when to lay back and realize you cannot raise a man who's grown. Your husband is not to be controlled, but to be honored with his imperfect self, and therefore you become the controlling mom. No, but then what about this mom, the trophy mom? This the mother that would run out on the field in the middle of your game and cuss the ref out. That was not a foul. They're like, man, please sit down. We're going to call the police. So I don't care. We got to win. Now, this is heavy. Can I conflate some psychology into my theology today? I believe there's some brilliant people who don't just want a regular, oh, Lord, love your mama next week, okay? Right now, let's deal and help some people to get healthy. Say trophy mom. Now, the trophy mom, you have to be careful, because that's the accomplishment mom. You only win if you win something, if you accomplish something, if you attain something. That's many of you. That's why you have a degree. There were some good things about her. You had to accomplish something. Matter of fact, she said stuff to you like, look, men come and go. Just like your daddy. They may stay, they may not. Get you a degree. Get you a home. Get good grades. So in your house, it was all about image. As a matter of fact, it's still about image. Get something. Get a degree. Let's always keep up the image. The image. I don't care if your wife cheating on you. Just don't tell nobody. Act like she's not cheating on you. Just play it off, because we can't break the image. We're the perfect family. And people like that will be messed up for years and nobody knows. And sometimes the trophy mom taught you it's all about image and accomplishment. And therefore, you were the sickest family on the block and nobody knew it. Because everybody was getting stuff done, and now you find yourself 50, still trying to accomplish stuff, not knowing that you are loved by God. If you don't accomplish nothing else, He loves you just like you are. Your pastor loves you. Your church loves you. You are loved. Be careful that you don't become the trophy mom, or even worse, the trophy family. Just act like we're okay. People like that never get whole. I've been doing this a long time. But then there is the American Express mama. You can't leave home without her. She won't let you go on vacation. How come y'all ain't taking me? Because mama, we don't want to. So you got your little family now, and you ain't got time. I raised you. I took care of you. You'll look back at it and say, because you slept with my daddy. That's why. Amen. When you make a child, you raise a child. My wife and I have committed that we are never going to guilt trip our kids. We're never going to say something like, why don't you come over? I took care of you. That was our job, to take care of them. If you raise your child right, they'll call you blessed. They'll come take care of you. You don't have to worry about it. But don't guilt trip your kids. The American Express mom doesn't know when to let go. Even your husband is like, does she have to come over all the time? I love her. I was thinking about Lady Vernon. I'm not making this up. To this day, nearly 20 years, whenever I come in the room, and now she talks to her mother every night. She's 80 years old, my mother-in-law. We're valuing every second we have with her. So I love the fact that they talk every night. But as soon as I walk in the room, I don't care what she's doing, she said, Ma, I got to go. My husband's here. Bye. Click. And her mother and I go, so you hanging up because your little man coming in. When your man come in, your mama. See, she's not ghetto like that. She said, okay, baby, bye-bye. Take care of your husband. Take care of your husband. I love that. I didn't appreciate that as much when we first got married, but I noticed, I said, whenever I walk in the room, she's like, mama, gotta go, bye-bye. And I never asked her to get off the phone. She just realized this is time for my husband now. Is that good, everybody?